Welcome back to my loyal subscribers from all across the world. This is Alicia from ILiveToInspire.com with another amazing episode of The Alicia Lawrence Show. And today, I have our special guest. It was so much fun to have her on the show with me for the last 2 weeks. And she's back again to share with you some awesome information. And if you have not heard of Suzanne Kellner-Zink, you should check out the first two shows that I did at ILiveToInspire.com/Suzanne. That's S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. And you'll see the first shows. And the first show was really about giving you options if you felt stuck in life. And the second show was about the patterns. And there are certain patterns that you do that are affecting your success. However, you'd never realize that they had such a negative impact on your life. So I definitely recommend that you check out those shows. And she did some awesome exercises that you can do yourself and see results instantly. It's just so awesome to have you here again with us, Suzanne. Welcome, Suzanne.
It is a joy and a pleasure to be with you, Alicia. I'm so happy to be able to be of service to your loyal listeners and give them some useful ideas and exercises that they can do to improve their lives.
Yes, and Suzanne is very good at that. And in addition, she has been very, very generous to offer all my listeners a free gift as a thank you for listening to this podcast. However, we'll get a little bit more into that free gift later. So for today, we're just going to dive straight into the topic, because if you want to know about Suzanne and more about her and what she does, you can check the very first episode and you'll learn a lot about her work. So we're just going to dive into the topic, and it's about bringing out your magnificence and, you know, give yourself that chance to feel good every day, because I know the day can be stressful, it can be tough, you go through a lot, you feel like you have lots of have-to-dos and should-dos for everyone else, and then you tend to lose yourself in your old life. So Suzanne is going to help you work through all of that about bringing out your magnificence. So Suzanne, what are some of the things that my listeners today can do to help bring out their magnificence?
Well, I think the first thing that your listeners can do is to think about their lives. Because one of the issues that people have is that they bring on a lot of the stories that other people tell them about who they are, what they should be doing, what they should be. And even if they don't feel that's true, I want your listeners just to ask themselves a really serious question right now. I want them to ask themselves if they are people pleasers, meaning that they go out of their way to please others because they feel that's the only way that they can feel love. Or are these people who are feeling like they are not doing the things that they want to be doing in life because of all the things that their very loving parents or maybe a teacher or grandparent or maybe even an older sibling told them, you know what, you really suck at that thing and you really shouldn't be doing it? Or maybe a parent, as has been the case of one of my clients many years ago, who really wanted to be a fiction writer. Her parents wouldn't pay for her to go to college for that, so they forced her to go into law school, and she went and failed the bar exam not once but twice. She did finally pass it, and this was out in California. And she came back here to outside Boston, Mass., close to her family, and she was able to get a she didn't have to take the bar again, luckily, but she was able to use that California license to practice over here as well. They had, I forget what you call it, but they gave her credit for having been able to do that. And then she found herself in all these jobs where she was totally miserable, not treated very well, absolutely hated it, ended up working for Monster.com for $15 an hour. And that's when she came into seeing me. Totally underemployed, totally depressed, and not living the life that she really wanted to live. Now, this particular client of mine was 31 years old at the time she came in to see me, and she felt her whole life was over already. So this is another question I have for your audience members, your listeners. How many of you feel that your life is over?
Wow.
Well,
question.
I have news for you. Your life has barely begun. I'm going to tell you how that works. You know, Alicia, many moons ago, before I even got into hypnosis, I worked with in elder care. And one of the things that I learned from the elderly was something very simple. I used to joke with them because they're very into mortality. They, you know, when you go through lifetime thinking, probably from age 50 on, you realize that your life is starting to close out. And you're going to actually
right.
have times of resentment and regret. And many times, they're very open to the whole idea of just talking very honestly about it. So I used to tell them, when they'd be upset or depressed about something, I said, you know, as long as you're still breathing and your brain is functioning, you can make a new choice, you know, as long as you're not dead. And they would laugh, just like you are, because they realized that they were keeping themselves stuck in a situation that they didn't need to be stuck in. Sometimes it was kids being kind of forceful and bossy. Sometimes it was having caregivers who just weren't paying too much mind to them. But in the end, I taught them how to take better control of themselves and their lives by allowing the people who are working for them to understand who is working for whom and that things could change because, obviously, if they're employing someone, they can fire them, you know, just as easily.
Right.
So these are things that need to be kept in the back of your mind. So what people need to really understand is that you can tell yourself a different story. And the story that I would like you to tell yourselves from this day going forward is a story based on all the things that are of importance to you, all the people you love and who know, you know love you back, all of the things that you enjoy doing and bring you solace and happiness and fulfillment and do those things. And if you're a person who's holding over a lot of anger, like a client I've been working with just recently, he was raised as an orphan. Well, no, he wasn't an orphan. I'm sorry. It wasn't that he was an orphan. His mom was on Medicaid and on welfare. And so he felt very ashamed of that fact. And he got very angry about the fact that his mother, although she was a trained nurse, was so mentally ill and so not there, the father was not really in the picture, that he really felt like he lost his childhood. He had a lot of anger around that. But, you know, this thing called a compelling future, this is something I use a lot with my clients, in fact, almost all of my clients who have major issues. The first thing we have to figure out is what is their compelling future? Because there's no reason to change your life if you don't have something to look forward to, right?
Absolutely.
So, for him, he realized while I was working with him that he wanted to help kids who felt ashamed of being on Medicaid and Medicare and all that kind of stuff and taking welfare and do sports with them and help them build up their self-esteem, doing something fun and playful. How perfect is that? And when he was telling me that this was something he really wanted to do, you should have seen the smile on his face. He used to
Absolutely.
Think of himself as being selfish, you know?
But how can somebody identify that? How can they figure out what is their compelling future? How do they know what to look for? I understand the smile on your face and you feel lighter, but how do you get there and you trust those feelings?
Well, as I told you the story of this gentleman, you have to think about those parts of your life that maybe you had some shame or fear around and get in touch with those aspects that you're kind of running away from. And then what you do is you figure out what you can do to give back so it's no longer a problem. So if you're a person who feels like you want to blame the world for your problems, first get in touch with what you're blaming the world for.
Right.
Like he was blaming the world for him, his mom not being functional and being mentally ill. Instead of having love and compassion for her and not really wanting to be the way she was, you know, she lost a lot of friends and family over it, right? And then realizing that the shame that he felt, well, he's very successful now in business. He's done very well for himself. And he was lucky because he had a principal in his high school who took him under his wing and said to him, I wish I had a son that was just like you. So think about those kind of comments that people have told you over the years that validate you as a person. And what they said,
right.
And how that made you feel, and why they may have said that to you. Because people don't just say these things just to, you know, waste time and energy. They say them out of feeling moved to say it because they have a feeling toward you. Then once you get in touch with that.
Genuine.
Yes, absolutely. And then what you want to do is you want to get in touch with that part of yourself that is rising above those things that were problematic. Because you have to understand, everybody on this planet has things that they need to deal with. They all have issues. Some of them will use addictions to not have to deal with it. Some of them get into mood disorders and things of this nature. They get really moody, thinking people should sort of jump around them. It's sort of like walking on eggs around them. You know, we all have problems, but not everybody is wearing it on their sleeve, and not everybody has to act in ridiculous manner about it. So I want you to just get in touch with the fact that everyone has problems. You're not alone. And there's certainly many
Absolutely.
People who probably share a similar problem to you, right?
Right.
And think about the people who have overcome their issues and their problems. I mean, I think about the, oh my God, what were the names of those boys who came over here from the Sudan, right, and did amazing things? Or Holocaust
right.
survivors like Viktor Frankl, right? And, you know, we need to think about people who had a much more healthy way of viewing what was going on, and really it was about a perception that they had gained. Like Viktor Frankl's main idea was that no one could take away himself unless he let them do so. And that he could find beauty and magnificence in anything, even in a Holocaust prison camp. Okay?
Yeah.
Or we have Anne Frank, you know, same thing. She was very, very idealistic. She was 13 years old when she wrote her diary. And although she
yeah.
perished, you know, she has a lot to let us learn from. So we need to think about
right.
these historical figures and understand that you don't need to be a person who has all this anger and upset. What you need to understand is where that anger and upset comes from, get in touch with what that is, and go back into the world and take those things that you've learned and grown from and give back to the people who need the help based on what you experienced from a healthier perspective.
Right.
And in that giving back, you'll feel fabulous.
Right. And doesn't that all tie back into choosing your perspective and the story you constantly tell yourself? Like,
of course, because,
Franklin,
yeah. Because if you're only telling yourself that, you know, I'm a victim, or even worse than that, I'm a survivor. Survivors like people to dance around them, so I don't have any time for them, frankly. Victims, you know, they're usually depressed, so I'm a little bit more forgiving of them. And if you get to the point where you understand everything that you were given in this life, if you have a healthy body, if you have a mind that actually works, if you have at least a couple of people in your life who actually love and care for you, you have more than a lot of people do on this planet, even the very wealthy people, you know? You look at the people who are famous out in California, you know, all the stars and singers and whatever, and they're destroying their lives with all this money that they make because they don't love themselves. So I want you to all get in touch with what there is about yourself that is lovable. What is it that people tell you when they meet you that they admire or are inspired by, why you matter to them? And then once you understand that, the only thing that you say to these people when they come up to you and they give you a compliment is thank you very much, because you don't want to waste their time with making these observations, do you? They
right.
are giving that back to you because they felt it, right? So you need to be humble and say thank you and then own it and take it inside yourself. And then from there, you're operating from love. And love overcomes a whole lot of things, and it will get you to understand what are your intellectual capacities, what are the interests that you love, what are the things that you actually care about in this world? Because you know what? A lot of people spend an awful lot of time on a lot of crap that doesn't really matter a whole hell of a lot. I'm talking about those little things
yeah.
that you waste your time doing and jobs you hate, or feeling like you have to take over other people's stuff they ought to be doing for themselves. Come on, get real. What do you want to do with your time? You cannot get back the time that you spend doing whatever these things are that you think are so damn important. Most of this stuff has
exactly.
nothing to do with importance whatsoever. Now, how do you know something's important to you, okay? Because we're talking about magnificence. If you're going to bring
right.
out your magnificence, you have to function from the point of view of what's important to you, because that's what makes you magnificent, right? Something that your unconscious
yeah.
and your conscious mind say is important. So in my life, it's about getting out these whole ideas and concepts of what brings happiness and fulfillment to people. I used to call it joyfulness. Still like that term. And
right.
And fulfillment. And once we understand what those things are, when we stop listening to what other people are telling us, that's their story. That's their garbage. Let them own their garbage, okay? You don't care about other people's garbage. What you care about is what you care about. And you know you care about it because you feel it in your gut, you know? You feel it in your gut that it's something that really, really matters to you, and you feel it in your heart. And you know
right.
that this is something that is important to you. And that's the stuff you need to spend whatever limited time we have here on the planet Earth working on, working with. And by all means, if you have people who love you and want you to spend time with them, make the damn time to do it. Because I'm going to tell you a little story here about how this worked out really well in terms of something that I taught my my ex-husband years ago. So we have this thing called aging. And we have these aging people that we call grandparents or aunts and uncles. And,
right.
you know, we take for granted that they're going to be around for a long, long time. Well, this is not true. My father hated going back to Brooklyn, New York. For him, it was a place of poverty. His mother had to raise him and his two sisters in a two-bedroom apartment after his dad died when he was, like, 12 years old, I think. And he just absolutely
right.
hated going back there. His sister would take care of the mother who lived across the street. My mother was up his butt for, I don't know, it was a matter of months before we all went down to Brooklyn from Westchester, where we grew up. And we went down there. And it was a damn good thing she got him down there, although it was kind of embarrassing when my aunt saw me and my sister in the bakery in the neighborhood and wondered why her brother didn't tell her that we were making a visit. But the visit wasn't about her and her husband. It was about spending
right.
some quality time with his mother. They did end up coming over. But the point is that about 2 or 3 months later, she was found by my aunt sitting in a chair, reading a paper, dead. She had gone.
Yeah.
Now, what was very interesting about that is I told this story to my ex as his grandparents were getting older. And so I told him, I said, you know, let us get her some flowers. I'm pretty certain that your grandfather never did anything like that. He was a functional alcoholic and a pretty angry man. So we got her a dozen roses, yellow roses, and she couldn't even find a vase to put them in when we got down to their apartment. But it was a wonderful, wonderful thing. And again, 6 months later, she passed away. So think about these things. And even young people pass away today. They don't know how to eat appropriately.
Oh, yeah.
They're not exercising. They're not taking care of themselves. I can't tell you how many people I've lost close to me in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. We don't know, you know? So make the time and do whatever you need to do to be with these people while they're here. And tell them how much you love them and why you love them and why you admire them and why you're inspired by them. And you may be very, very surprised as to what they have to tell you back in return. Amazing.
Exactly. It is. It is amazing when you do take the moment and you ask. Like, I did a program the other day, and it was a program of self-love. And you were supposed to, like, identify two of your closest friends and just send them an email asking them what do they love most about you. Because a lot of times during your friendship, you take that for granted. You never really share it, even though you know it, you know?
I know, it's so sad.
And it's surprising, the response, because you know that as your friend, they do love you, they do care for you. It's just not verbalized. And sometimes you need to hear it. So it doesn't hurt to ask as well, those that are really, really close to you, that are, you can consider your true friends, ask them the question, what do they love and appreciate most about you? And it will make you feel good. It will make you recognize that not you are a contribution to their lives just by existing.
And please ask them, you know, please tell them what matters to you about them and why they are so prominent. And if you want people to care about you, put out love and caring energy, and you'll get back 1,000 times more what you put out. And trust me, you'll feel really magnificent as a result of that.
Absolutely. And that kind of leads us into the demo that Suzanne has for us today. And it's really about giving us the keys to happiness. And this is just short version of the demo, but in the free gift that Suzanne is giving us, she has the keys to happiness, which really goes in depth into all of this. So we'll tell you how to access that a little bit later. So Suzanne, take it away. Oh, wait, Suzanne, before you go there, just like to let everybody know that this induction that Suzanne is going to be doing, it's going to take you into a deep trance state. So you don't want to be doing this when you're driving, and you don't want to be doing this when you're handling heavy equipment, because I've been through one of her inductions before, and I had a hard time holding on to the phone. So if you're going to be following through this process with us, please, 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 if you're behind the wheel or handling heavy equipment, do not close your eyes. You can listen, but just do not close your eyes. Wait until you have some time that you can actually lie down and be in a reclined state, and you can follow through the process. And, yes, it's that good. So, Suzanne, take it away.
Okay, so what I would like to do this time is I'm just going to bring you through a little exercise where you can start asking yourself these questions. And again, you can listen to this over and over and over again, because each time you listen to these things that we are giving you, you can put in your own answers, and it's going to change from time to time as you live your life and different events and things occur. So, okay. Are you ready to go, Alicia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good enough. So are you in a reclined position where you can just relax for a little bit?
Yes, I am.
Very good. So what I'd like you to do now is I'd like you to just take a nice deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale. Take another nice deep breath in. Hold it. And as you exhale, let all tensions, concerns exit your fingers and toes. Now take another nice deep breath in. And as you do so, I'd like you to allow yourself to just allow, first of all, for your feet just totally relax. And then your legs, let them sink deeper into the chair or the bed, wherever you're relaxing. Let them get loose and limp. Your stomach, your chest, your arms are totally relaxed all the way down to the fingertips. Now your neck to relax feels so good. Just to relax the muscles on the left side and the right side of your neck. Very good. Relax your jaw. Let it open slightly. Just relax. Even your scalp. Everything's completely and totally relaxed. And at this point now, I'd like you to go ahead and imagine yourself right near a lake. And as you're looking at the lake, you're noticing the beautiful sunlight sparkling off the water. And I want you to notice how calm and peaceful that water is for you to just stare at. And I'd like you to notice how much calmer and more serene you're feeling right now. And just allow your mind to stay there while I work on the other part of your mind. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to think about something very important. I'd like you to think about the stories you've been telling yourself. The stories that you know aren't really your story, but the story that others have been telling you over the years. You can do this very quickly in the unconscious mind, so just allow the stories to come out quickly and effectively. I'll give you a few moments to do that now. Now, I want you to get in touch with that part of you that realizes that you aren't those stories. Really, you never were those stories. I want you to get in touch with that part of you that knows what your true story is, who you are, what your beliefs are, what you care about, what you're interested in, and anything that matters to you. And you know that they matter to you, because you can feel it in your gut, you can feel it in your heart, and you know it in your mind. Get in touch with those, like, right now. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to ask yourself a very serious question. How many of those things, how many of those people, how much of these activities are you doing and entertaining right now? Now, get in touch with that part of yourself that understands that life is to be lived, enjoyed, and fulfilled. And I'd like you to take the time now to go out into the future to a point where you are doing those things, being with those people, and feeling fulfilled by allowing yourself to do these things that you know are very important to you. And the point in time out in the future that you're going to choose at this point now is 1 week from now. So go out into the future 1 week from now. Your unconscious knows exactly how to do this. And I want you to notice what you're doing differently than you used to do and why you're doing it and how you're doing it, with whom you're doing it, and how at ease and how fulfilled you are while you're doing it. Go ahead and do that right now. Now, what I want you to do is take a nice deep breath in, exhale, and I want you to go a year into the future, and I want you to notice how your life has changed in some very positive ways. As you're getting more in touch with who you are, what you believe, what you care about, and spending more and more time on these things, as you're letting those other things go, that might be nuisances or things that just don't really matter so much in the real scheme of your life. Go ahead. You're into the future right now, and just notice the new changes that are happening right now. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go 10 years out in the future, and I just want you just to envision how you're living your life, what you're doing, how you're doing it, with whom you're doing it. And it may even be with people who you don't even know, and that's okay. Your unconscious mind will allow you to bring in these people as you go forward, what they represent, and that will just help you out as you're going forward in your world. And go ahead and just take notice of what's going on. I'm just going to give you a few moments now just to experience it because it feels really, really, really good to experience this. So go ahead and do that right now. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go to where the white light is at the end of your life, and I want you to look toward now, and I want you to put into place all those things that are important to you, that your happiness, your fulfillment, your joy, sense of peace and calm. You can do this really quickly, so just go ahead and do that right now. Now, take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Bring yourself back to that lake. Notice the calmness, the peacefulness, and the commitment that you're making to yourself right now to spend your time wisely, because we don't know how much we have, and we know that we can't get it back once it's spent. Feeling totally serene, healthy, and feeling good about these new choices. Now I'm going to bring you back into regular consciousness at the count of five. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you, first of all, thank your unconscious mind for helping you to do what you did today. Count of four, take a nice deep breath in. Exhale, feeling a little more energized. Count of three, moving your hands and your feet as you're coming back into the room. Count of two, feeling so wonderful. Count of one, wide awake, alert, and clear, feeling relaxed and contented all at the same time. Welcome back. How are you doing, Alicia?
Wow. That was good. That was good. And bringing those feelings back into the now, and that kind of answered one thought that came to me while you were speaking earlier about, you know, actually going after the things that you want to do. And my thought was moving from a state of the known into the unknown. And the process that you took me through right now, it's like making the unknown clear. It's not unknown anymore. So it's moving from known into something better. Whether
it's cool?
A week from now, a year from now, or 10 years from now. Yes, that's way cool. That's way, way cool.
And
thank
notice you.
You
did that all on your own. I didn't give you any
yes.
suggestion other than to do what you needed to do.
Exactly. That is it. This is something that, with your guidance, that anyone can do on their own. Just to give you a highlight of what is there, we have Learning from My Journeys, which is a $27 value, and it's helping you to see life in a different light. There's also a 15-minute consult valued at $197 that there are only a handful of these available each month, but Suzanne has put a system in that will give priority to my listeners that put right on the top of the list once you apply for this 15-minute consult. And she's also giving you Keys to Happiness Report for $47, Improve Self-Esteem, Increase Motivation for $47, and Quit Anger Quickly for $47. That's a total value of $367, my friend. If you were to pay for this out of pocket, you're looking at $197. The only thing this will cost you is zero. It is free. And honestly, Suzanne is just so generous, and she wants to see the best for everyone that's listening, that they have exactly what they would need to help them create that change that they so desire, to live that happier and more fulfilled life. Suzanne, can you just say a few quick words about this package? Because I know that the Keys to Happiness report is one of the things that will help move people along with some of the things that we discussed today.
Let me talk a little bit about how this all works together, and then I'm going to give a little homework based on Keys to the Happiness as we
sure.
close out this particular interview. We are also going to give you, oh, improve self-esteem, right,
and
productivity.
Self-esteem.
Because we all need to have our self-esteem massaged sometimes, so this is going to help you improve your self-esteem and self-love so you have more to give, as we've been talking about all day in this particular interview segment, as well as motivating, because, you know, a lot of times people just put off things that they must need to do. And it was really cute. I had a client of mine who listened to the thing about three times, and she didn't understand why she was finally doing the things that she needed to do. It's like with most things, hypnosis, people don't understand the connection between the suggestions that you're listening to and just doing it. Just unconscious learning, guys. You know, that's the way,
right.
That's what makes it really magical. It's not magic, but it's magical because you just do it. And then Keys to Happiness is really, really special because, you know, what we're looking for in our lives, most of us, other than peace and contentment and fulfillment, is happiness, right? So many people feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
They have so many things on their plate. So the homework that I'm going to give you for today's session is, the first thing is I want you to understand that no one can truly love you, be inspired by you, or admire you if you're not transparent about who you are. In other words, if there's anything that you're hiding about yourself, if there's anything that you're shameful about, if there's anything that you are not willing to share with the people in your world, you are faking it. And a lot of times that brings shame and guilt. So I am going to ask you to be transparent about who you are, what your beliefs are, not be down people's throat with it, but just be honest when you're interacting with people and tell them what you really think and feel and who you really are. And then when they tell you that they love you, when they tell you that they're inspired by you, when they tell you that you are a person who helps them aspire to be the best that they can be because they admire you and are, and you find you an inspiration, you know that they're talking about the real you. That's the first gift you need to give yourself in order to love yourself and give yourself respect.
Right.
The next thing that you need to do is you need to be able to do the things that bring you joy, contentment, and happiness in this life. I want you to think back to when you were a child, the things that you loved doing, the things that you used to research, the things that you used to play, all those things that used to bring you joy and fun. And as a teenager, when you're into music a lot, you know, what were these things, photography, what were these things that you really loved? What were some sports that you used to play? I want you to get in touch with those things. I want you to start doing those things because that's what you need to do to feel happy. I was working with an artist type, and she was doing her art less than once a month, and I told her your homework now as an artist is to do it at least 2 to 3 times a week. No excuses. Artists have to create. Otherwise, they feel dead. To which she agreed.
Right.
Thankfully, she's doing that now. I learned that from living with an artist. I was married to an artist for 20-plus years. Very important. And the last thing that I want you to do is I want you to be able to take the time that you need to take to have some very serious conversations with people in your life. One of the homeworks that I gave you was to make a list of who are your family. Those are the people who love you and will do anything for you. I'm not talking about biologically blood-related people. I'm talking about the people you can depend on and who
right.
they can depend on you for. Okay, those are your family. And then you have your friends. Those are the people you have stuff in common with and that you might enjoy here and there. They might do special things with you and for you once in a while, but they're not always available as much as the family people are. And then you have your acquaintances. Now, these are the people that I want you to work with on this homework, okay? I want you to go through your acquaintance list, and I want you to figure out who are these people who you really like. I want you to think about the people who you've marked down that you really didn't like or that maybe perhaps you need to have a conversation with. These are people who do things that trigger you in a very negative way, people who don't make you feel good about yourself for some reason, people who you might feel intimidated by. And I want you to have a conversation that sounds sort of like this. You go to these people and you say, hi. I have some stuff that I'd really like to talk to you about, and the way that I want you to hear what I have to say is just to understand that this is to make things a lot easier in my life. And it's taken me a lot of guts to really come out and say this stuff, but I just hope you can understand it in the way that I am meaning it to be. And then from there you talk about what it is that they are doing that is making you feel uncomfortable, and you just talk about it from the I. You know, when you do such and such, I feel this way, or I don't feel like this is working for me. And then you need to have some strategy or something that they can do different to fill in that void, because if you don't tell them what will work for you, how are they supposed to do it? And if they don't hear from you what they need to do, how are they supposed to make a change? So you give them a couple of chances to do it, only 2 or 3. If they're not able to do it, you just stop talking to them and you just let them go away. Because once you do that, like with feng shui, you can allow new people to come into your life who will fulfill your purposes a lot more, especially after you do that little induction I just did with Alicia. It will help you a lot more to be able to bring in the people that you want with, to let go of all that other stuff. And then lastly, the leeches. Right. These are the people who make you angry or the people who are the psychic, what do we call those, vampires, right? They suck all your energy out. You need to let go of those people, all right? So that's what I would like you to do, those things, in order to really help yourselves to get into a much better circumstance in terms of how you're living your life and focusing on those people and things and activities that really bring joy to you, really fulfill you, and really make you feel happy and loved inside. You do those things,
right,
and you're going to be feeling so much better as a result of taking the time of listening to this podcast.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that with us, Susan. And for those of you, my friends, who are listening for the first time, that homework that Susan was talking about, it was actually in part two. So if you go to ilivetoinspire.com/Suzanne, you'll see part two and you listen to that, and she goes into great detail about that homework that would assist you in doing this one that she has given to us this week, her last week with us. And while you're also on that page, you can access the free gift that we have been talking about. And it's such an amazing package. Just to let you know how to access to be on that priority list for Susan for the free 15-minute consult, when you plug in your email address to access a free gift, you'll get a welcome message from Suzanne. Just reply to that message in the subject line, "Help me, Suzanne," and you'll automatically be put up to the top of the list to be selected for her free 15-minute consult.
Which can be done through Skype as well, so it is available worldwide.
There you go. So there's no excuse for you not to take advantage of this free gift and create that change that you so want in your life and to live more happier, fulfilled lives. Well, Suzanne, how can people get in contact with you if they want to find you?
Well, I have a very large and comprehensive website, dawningvisions.com, DAWNINGV, as in Victor, ISIONS.com. And the Skype address is dawningvisions. Send me an invitation. And also, the other way that one can do so is I have phone number, 781-315-1719. So those are all ways. And the email address is Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, at dawningvisions.com.
Wow, it's been such a great pleasure to have you here with us, Suzanne, and thank you for sharing your expertise, your knowledge. We have learned so much from you. And also thank you for all those demos. And guys, those demos that she has done in part one, two, and three of the series with Suzanne, you can actually listen to them over and over and over and get the benefit and just plug in whatever is applicable to you and share it with your friends so that they too can experience the same benefits. Thank you for being with us again, Suzanne.
Oh, you're so very welcome. It was a pleasure and it was a lot of fun. I'm so glad that everyone is getting so much out of these interviews. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Suzanne. Well, my friends, you can connect with me on Twitter at Alicia Lawrence. You can also find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Alicia Lawrence Live. That's Alicia Lawrence, L-I-V-E. As usual, I love, love, love ending the show on a funny note, and I'm just going to have a quick one-liner for you before we close. Why did the man bring his dog to the railroad station? Because he wanted to train him. What do you get when you cross a dog with a lion? A really scared mailman. Well, my friends, thank you again for joining me for another episode of The Alicia Lawrence Show. This is Alicia from ilivetoinspire.com, letting you know that you're awesome, you're amazing, you are beautiful. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Have a wonderfully fabulous day.